So let's review. The Gemara relates an incident involving interest. Hahi itza de amrla hu gavra zemeli ara mikravai azal zavina. A woman named Navla asked someone to purchase property on her behalf from one of her relatives, which he did. Amalei ihavili zuzi mahadras lo nahali. The seller requested the right to buy back the field when he would have the funds available, and the agent replied, At ben Navla achi. You and Navla are relatives. Rashi explains, it means, Tisratzu beinayim, you will surely come to an agreement. In this case, Rabbi Bar Avuhna ruled, Samchadaite b'legomer makni. He relied on this assurance, and the stipulation is binding. Therefore, the Gemara says, Arahadra, he certainly retains the right to buy back the field. However, peri mai. This question is based on that which the Brison of Samachay ruled, Machrli sada likshiyuli mois chzirmli aser. A transaction where the seller reserves the right to buy back the field is forbidden because if he indeed buys it back, it takes effect retroactively, and the payment is considered a loan, and the produce eaten in the interim is considered interest. Therefore, the Gemara inquires, peri mai. Does the buyer also return the produce he ate in the interim? Ribis kitzutza hava v'yetz b'dayanin. Perhaps this is considered prearranged interest, which is osa m'dayraisa, and Besen compels him to return it. Or ki avak ribis hava v'ein yetzin. It is only osa m'dayrabanan, and Besen does not compel him to return it. The Gemara rules avak ribis hava. It is only considered avak ribis and cannot be recovered. However, the Gemara inquires as to the reason it's considered avak ribis. Is it mishum deloy katzle? Is it only categorized as avak ribis because the produce was not specifically designated as interest? And if so, mashkanta nami lekatzle? If a field was used as collateral for a loan and the lender ate the produce before the debtor redeemed it, the produce cannot be recovered in Beis Din because it was not specifically designated as interest? Or hasam zvini hacha halva? The produce of a sale is always categorized as avak ribis and not as ribis ketsutza, but in the case of a loan, it is considered ribis ketsutza and can be recovered. The Gemara rules, Mishum Dulei Kotzle, any payment not specifically designated as interest cannot be recovered in court. However, Avad Ravina Uvda, V'chashiv V'apik Peri. Ravina did compel a buyer to return the produce as well. Tesis explains, Davi Mechila B'Toos. The seller waived his rights to the produce under the mistaken assumption that the sale was final, therefore he compelled the buyer to return the produce. The Gemara discusses several other halachas regarding produce of a mashkanta, a field that is pledged as security for a loan. It depends on the following. Ba'asur de le misalki, where the custom is that the debtor cannot redeem the field before the loan is due. As Rashi explains, this is because kol eisen hashanim kemecher hu etzloi. It is considered sold to the lender during the term of the loan, and when the debtor repays the loan, he's considered to have bought it back. Therefore, achol sher zuzi le misalki nalei. Even if the lender consumed produce worth more than the loan, we do not remove him from the field because it's his field from which he may eat all the produce. However, ba'asa de misalki, where the custom is to allow the debtor to redeem his property even before the loan is due, and this is because, as Rashi explains later, milva ba'almahu, she'in asad lefan of el l'shibud peiris. It's not considered sold to the lender, it is merely in his possession as security, but belongs to the borrower. Therefore, achol sher zuzi misalkin alei. Once the lender consumed produce equal to the value of the loan, the debt is repaid and is removed from the field. However, achol tfei lemefkin minei v'lemechshavin and mishtara l'shtara. If he consumed more than the value of the loan, although it's aser, it cannot be recovered in Beis Din because it is only avak ribis. Additionally, the borrower cannot apply it toward another outstanding debt. The Gemara cites an opposing opinion. Just as achol tfei lemefkina minei, he cannot recover the additional produce because it is merely avak ribis, achol sher zuzi nami lemisakin lebelei zuzi. He does not recover the field after the lender eats produce equivalent to the value of the loan, because hava avak ribis ve'en yitz b'dayanin. Since he did not stipulate that the produce is payment on the loan, the lender can claim that he was taking the produce as interest, and although it's forbidden, nevertheless, after the fact, avak ribis cannot be recovered in Beis Din. Therefore, he still owes the principal, and the lender cannot be removed from the field. The Gemara proceeds to suggest arrangements in which it's mutter for the malva to eat the produce, ba'asur de misalki, even though the field belongs to the leva. Hay mashkanta ba'asur de misalki, le'nechel ele b'nachyasa. The lender may eat the produce if they agree to decrease the loan by a set amount each year. As Rashi explains, although the produce is worth more than the deduction, Lav ribisi, the produce is not considered interest because nirika meichreloi. Da filo tilka below yehu ba peiris, yinaka loi oisikitzva. It resembles a sale because the agreed amount is deducted from the loan even if the crop is ruined that year. However, a Talmid Chacham should not utilize this arrangement, as Rashi explains, Tzarich liyasha drachav uliskadish af b'mutr loy. Penyil medumi menu lezazel b'yisurin. He has to set an example for others and stay away from any hint of hisser. Therefore, he may only eat the produce in one of the following three ways, which are all progressively more removed from and less similar to ribbis. B'kitzusa, by setting a limit to his share, namely, ad chomesh nin achil nula b'loy nachyasa, b'kam e'elich shiyam nula kulu peiri. The first 5 years he eats with no deduction at all, and from then on he deducts the full value of the produce from the loan. However, others maintain, kol b'loy nachyasa aser, it is never permitted to eat without deducting. Therefore, they explain, ad chomesh nin achilna b'nachyasa, b'kam e'elich shayam nalach kulu peiri. The first 5 years he eats the produce by deducting a less but set amount from the loan, and from then on he deducts the full value of the produce from the loan. However, the Gemara brings an opinion, kitzusa asira, all such arrangements are forbidden. Therefore, they explain, shari ki meshkanta de sura. He must utilize the arrangement customary in sura where they wrote, b'mishlim shanya ilain tepik ara double echasef. After a set amount of years, the loan is entirely repaid. Therefore, though the value of the produce exceeds the loan, it is permitted, as Rashi explains, mechzik kalikeh hemenu, peiris hashanim ho'elu b'mois halolu. It resembles a sale for a limited number of years. The Gemara discusses additional halachas regarding mashkanta. Ba'asra de misalki, where the debtor retains the right to redeem the field before the loan is due, and Rashi explains, milva ba'amahu, she'en asad de lafan of el l'shibud peiris. The lender does not own the property, but merely has the rights to its produce. Therefore, in balchayv goyv hemeno, the lender's creditor cannot seize it for his debt after his death, because his rights are considered metatlin, movable property. Ve'en ha'bachar nutl ba pishnayim. The firstborn does not inherit a double portion because his rights are considered ro'u, future assets. V'shvi'is misham tasa, the loan is cancelled during Shemitah because it is not considered paid. However, ba'asa delay masalki, where the debtor does not have the right to redeem the field before the loan is due, mecherhu etzlai, the lender is considered the real owner. Therefore, bal choyv goyve hemeno, his creditor can seize this property, u'bachar neitl by pishnayim, the firstborn does take a double portion, the loan is not cancelled during Shemitah because it is considered paid. If the debtor retains the right to pay his debt early, he seizes the field immediately upon payment, even the dates that previously fell from the trees onto the mats placed there by the creditor. However, if the lender already took possession of them and placed them in his baskets, he does not need to return them. Additionally, according to the opinion, Caleb Shalekech Beshus Meicher Konalekech, one's utensils acquired from even in the seller's property, Afil Delag Ve'inu Besisni Kaninu. The mats acquired the dates for the lender and they are never returned. Ba'asu de Misalki Ve'amah Loy Mistakalna, Hakama de Loy Mistakalna. If the lender explicitly stipulated that he does not agree to the borrower having the right to redeem the field early, it is binding because he only loaned the money on this condition. However, Ba'asu de Loy Misalki Ve'amah Mistakalna, where he does not have this right, but the lender later agrees that he may redeem it early, tzarech lemiktmine, he must finalize this agreement with a kinyan. Amar ezel ba'esi zuzi loy achel. As soon as he says he's bringing the money, the lender may no longer eat the produce. Furthermore, ezel ba'atrach ba'esi zuzi loy achel. Even if he says he's going to raise the money, the lender may no longer eat the produce. This discussion continues into the next daf.